Good morning. Welcome to Dig in the Dirt. I'm Ann Goldine, and we have a house full today. I have two master gardeners across the console from me. I have Jane Donnelly and Stacy Hall. Good morning. And our station manager, Joanne, right out here. Good morning. Oh, let's see. Let's get some mics.
Yay, mics are on. Yippee.
Say hi, Stacy. I want to hear you.
We have the technology.
Oh, I don't think I have everything on. All right, now I have everything on.
Yay.
That's good. Say something, Jane.
Good morning.
Awesome. Okay. All right. All here and accounted for. That's not my best thing. Well, today is a special day, and there are some special gifts related to what we were just listening to about pets and emergencies.
Yeah. Today, by the way, is our annual one-day emergency prep pledge drive. And so every year we do this commemorating the 2007 storm in terms of when we have the drive. But it's basically about our station, our commitment to you as a local provider of emergency information. You can count on us in a disaster, in a emergency is great and small is what we like to say. And so we have kind of a track record of being here for our community when things really hit the fan, when the power goes out, when there are accidents on the road and you need information. We're here for you. So we need to prepare the station for that so that we can stay on the air when the power goes off. So the money that we get from this one-day pledge drive is very important. We use it for filling our propane tanks, keeping our battery backups on our computers, and just basically hardening the station against emergencies so that we can stay on the air, we can be here for you. And so we're going to be talking all day today, reaching out to our listeners, asking for your support for this very special role that the station provides that most other media can't do. You know, most of the media that you hear in your life, other radio stations, television, they can't be here in that local way, the way community radio can. So what you've just heard in the past half hour before the show was a special show that I produced called Animal Talk, all about emergency preparedness for pets. We talk a lot about what to do for ourselves as human beings during a disaster, but almost every family that I know of on the coast has a member who's furry or has wings or some other manifestation, some other non-human
scales.
Family member that we want to protect them as well. And so that's what that show is all about. We have a few pledge gifts that we want to offer related to that show. If you want to call in the next few minutes, we have our Go Packs, which are our big gift today at the $100 level. You can get this starter pack, which will give you a really good head start for that pack that all the emergency prep people have been telling us we all need when the big one comes or anything else, where you have some basic essentials that you need to take with you if you need to leave your home that will help you get through whatever emergency is happening. So relating to pets, we have several rolls of something called Vet Wrap that we want to add into your Go Pack if you call in the next few minutes that are a terrific binding tape that does not require adhesive. So it's great for fur. If your pet is injured and you need to tape a bandage on, you can use this Vet Wrap and it'll stick, but it won't hurt. And so it's a great way to reassure your pet to stabilize a broken limb. And we'll throw one of these into your Go Pack if you call in the next few minutes. We also have it for a $200 donation. We have a really cool vet animal first aid kit that's specifically designed for animals. It's a little tub with 45 different items in it, all designed for pet first aid. And we'll put one of those in your Go Pack as well for the $200 donation. So these are some special things related to pets that we have offering right now while they last. So if you're somebody who's always wanted to, you know, to prepare for your pet as well, this is a good opportunity to support a local resource that will be there for you in an emergency and also get some really cool things that you just might not think about that you can have there when your pet is injured, whether it's in an emergency or not. So I wanted to just let you know that we've got those. Our volunteers are waiting by the phone, 503-325-0010 or toll-free 800-518-0010. We're going to be talking about emergency preparedness all day. We've just finished talking about pets, which are kind of a special niche that doesn't get talked about very much.
No, so it doesn't. It's really been, well, people are just starting to realize that they themselves should be prepared. Then the pets are next.
Yeah.
And children after that.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Well, we're all in this together.
That's right. All right. Well, we're going to talk about Master Gardeners, and Joanne will be back. And please feel free to call. You can call when we take a break if you don't want to miss anything. So, Master Gardeners, let's talk about what Master Gardeners are doing. Master Gardeners are not just people who are in their own gardens. They're involved in the community in many, many ways. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of those. Oh, by the way, this program is one of those projects.
It is.
It's been going on since 1997. At times, it was a weekly program. Now it's an every other week program, but it's been going on since 1997 and is a project of the Clatsop County Master Gardeners. And what does that mean? It means that the education component is the most important thing. And so we are not just talking off the cuff. We rely on OSU research, Oregon State University research, Washington State University research, to make well-founded statements about what people should do. And if we're giving an old husband's tale, that we'll identify it as such.
Yes.
Not say that that I tried this and it worked, but I don't know if anyone else has substantiated that it works.
And often we'll say we can't answer this question right now, but we'll go research it and call you back so that you actually have the information you need.
Right, right. That's an important key, is doing that research to figure out the answer. And sometimes we don't know we can't tell. You bring some leaf with some disease. It could be several things. And we might end up with, it could be several things. Try this and this and this and see what happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Or would you go home and take a look at the plant and tell us some more information?
Uh-huh. And sometimes the master gardener will actually come to the plant to see it in its environment and say, oh, look, it's only on this one, but it's not on those. Mm-hmm. Or it's on everything.
We're gardening investigators.
Yeah. Right. Right. We need to be good investigators, definitely. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some other programs.
Our newest one that some people may have read about in the newspaper is with Astoria High School. It's our Fresh Starts program. We are helping to educate some of their children in gardening for possible future use. And in turn, they are helping us with the use of their greenhouse.
Uh-huh.
And we collaborated with Team Depot in order to make it a suitable place for the kids' education and for our use.
And is it on the high school ground?
It is at their greenhouse, which I believe is on the ground.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then, so high school kids, is it a class?
It is a class. But it's a special program. Not all the students are involved in it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And what they're doing in there is raising stuff to sell as fundraisers.
Mm-hmm. For them?
For them.
For them.
Oh, awesome. And then the Master Gardener's function is to help them be successful in the growing part.
Correct. Yes.
And give them information on how to do it better.
Yep.
That's good. Well, we need the next generation to care and, to be successful in growing things.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is. It's an exciting program, and we're really happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. That's fun. Okay, let's see. How about pet-friendly garden?
Pet-friendly garden.
It's at the animal shelter.
We've got a garden that is totally pet-friendly.
And let's talk about that. What that means.
Plants that can put up with the abuse of your pets, and also plants that won't kill your pets if they eat them.
Okay, so in a way, it's kind of like a deer-resistant garden, but not also a non-poisonous one.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then inside, we've also got a display with educational material, both about the plants, but also pesticides, herbicides, how to keep them, how to keep them safe, how to keep them away from your pets and your kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, just don't have them. I mean... Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, there are so many poisonings that happen.
Every year.
Yeah, of animals. Okay, so that's a project. And Master Gardeners volunteer to do... Oh, I guess we should say that Master Gardeners don't get paid for any of their activities.
No.
It's all volunteer.
And this year, Astoria's Clatsop County Master Gardeners put in over 4,000 hours.
Wow.
Into the community.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another program...
Sunday market.
Okay, there's a booth all summer at the Sunday market, mm-hmm. and at the River People's Market Thursday. Both of those markets, and what happens at those?
You can bring your plant questions and problems to us, and hopefully we can answer them at the time. If not, we can always take your information, research it, and get back to you. But but we're there to offer gardening advice and help.
It's a great resource, and it's a great way to learn. If you want to learn more about gardening, sit down and find out what all your neighbors are having issues with.
Right.
And you'll probably discover that you're having the same issues, and maybe you figured it out, or maybe you're going to learn
from their somebody questions. Else all the time. Right. It's always a learning experience.
Right. Okay, there's the Master Gardener Hotline.
There is the Master Gardener Hotline. But
that's not working now, right? That's in the summer?
It's in the summer, and I think
May to October.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And that's the same thing, except it's on the phone. Or they can come in with either a plant sample or a question.
To the extension office.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And how about the Spring Garden Seminar?
That's huge.
That one is huge. That occurs in April. This year is April 13th. And that's a really fun day. We have speakers. We do a plant sale. There's lots of vendors if you're interested in what is out in the community. This year, I think we're going to do something for kids. So we also have our raffle. So it is our biggest function of the year. But as always, if you have a plant problem or a question, we are there to answer it. And at Spring Garden Seminar, there are a lot of us there to answer it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, and Anne knows about the raffle.
I won the big raffle this year. Yes. The Tongue Point Job Corps crew, and they just finished up. They went way beyond and built this incredible new beds and wall and put this beautiful flagstone and weeded everything. And I've discovered a whole brick surround around my mailbox that I didn't even know was there. It was Joanne left. She came and she left. All right. Well, let's take a break for a moment from that to talk about this would be a great time for you to call, and we are looking for $100 contributions from people, whether you're a member or not a member, hopefully you're already a member, to help us with our emergency preparedness project, which we're doing today. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. Well, I want to talk a little bit just about what this day is all about. In 2007, this station really realized that it had a role. We've always known that we've been close to our community, but we realized that when the power went out, because we have had prepared and had generators, we were, for a while, the only media that anybody could get on the North Coast. And
it was really the only communication at all, because there was no cell phone service, there was no telephone service, there was no... You couldn't drive
really
anywhere.
No nothing, you know.
We were pretty cut off, and the radio was our sustaining link to something.
And so we started to realize that we were the vehicle for emergency responders, because we had city officials, we had emergency people in the studio, we had ham radio operators in here helping us get the word out. And it really was a wake-up call for us, realizing this special role that we have, in addition to our role to entertain and inform, we have this role of emergency preparedness and being there for our community. So it's, you know, we realized that was a big part of our mission, and that's what today is all about. Today is about raising money for a specific purpose for emergency preparedness for the station, so that we can remain prepared to be there for you. And so we're offering some special gifts. This is a one-day pledge drive. We'll be on the air until 11 o'clock tonight. And we have some special things. Most of them have been donated to us by area businesses. We have these go bags. It was a really great idea that our development director, Susan Boak, had. We've all been told many times by people who are telling us to be prepared for the big one that what we really need to have, everybody needs to have a little backpack full of stuff to take with them, that if you feel an earthquake and you have to run to high ground, you could grab this and you'd have enough stuff to get you through for a few days. So that's what we're offering today. They're special little backpacks with our logo on them. They're filled with some emergency stuff. They're a starter pack to get you thinking about being ready for an emergency. So
and you will add your own things. Like, there's nothing to eat in there, so you probably don't want the bars of your choice.
Yeah, and maybe a water bottle. There's all kinds of of resources right. that you can look up through the Red Cross and other
sources,
FEMA.
Probably a water filter or a purifier.
Yeah, things that are specific to what you need, your medication, your needs of your family. But this is a great start. Mm-hmm. So for a $100 donation, we're offering these terrific Go Packs that are a really great way for you to get started on emergency preparedness. And then we also have some specific gifts that have been donated very specially that we're sort of giving out throughout the day. One of these I want to talk about this hour. It's a hooded all-weather blanket. It's like a space blanket with a hood kind of thing. Really good for fending off hypothermia. Seaside Surf Shop in Seaside has donated these. And for a $200 pledge supporting your community radio station, you can have one of these all-weather blankets, which are a really unique value.
And it'll go right in the go bag.
Right. And so, well, actually, that is a separate thing because it's a pretty pricey item, and they've donated these to us. Uh-huh. So at a $200 level, you can get one of these all-weather blankets, or for a $100 pledge, you can get one of our Go Packs.
Got it.
The point is that you know, if you believe in what we do, if you're one of those people who was glued to the radio and during 2007, if when the power goes out, you turn us on your crank or battery-operated radio, if when there's an accident, you call us and say, when is the road going to be clear? If you've lost your pet, you call up and say, Fluffy's missing, help us find them. You know, if any of those things are things that have happened to you or your neighbors, this is what this day is all about. And so we need your support, like we need your support for everything. We are community supported. Anne is one of many volunteers. She's been here for a long time, volunteering her time on the radio. You know, we are, it's a community effort, and it really starts with you, because without you, we couldn't exist. So this is one of those days. The money goes for a very good purpose. All our money goes for a good purpose. We run a really lean operation here. But this one is specifically about emergencies. This is the time of year. It's really cold out. It was icy coming in. Mm-hmm. You know, the frequency of accidents and house fires and all sorts of things are happening. Any kind of emergency that we can get the information out to you, we're going to be thinking about that. And that's from anything that's from something small to something large. We are doing our best to be able to stay on the air and be there for you. We take it really seriously. Later in the day, you'll hear some people from emergency responders. This morning, we'll have the Nehalem Bay people here from their emergency volunteer group there, talking about the connection between radio and what they do. And so we have great people in our all around our communities on the coast working to keep us safe. And radio, we're bringing that into this today. We're making alliances with these folks so that we can be there on a first-name basis with first responders when things start hitting the fans. So
let's give the phone number so people can call. Call us right now at 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. We have people waiting. You can razz the people. It just takes a minute.
The important thing is to show your support for the station at this time when we're raising money for emergency services. We have some great gifts to give you that will set you on your way to personal preparedness. And
right, which is the next step to thinking about that you need to be prepared to doing something about making it happen.
Yeah. So, you know, there's that personal responsibility that we all have to take for ourselves, but then there's the community responsibility that we feel as a station to be there with information and reassurance about the good things that are happening, so we can let you know what good things are happening and what emergency things are happening, what kind of help is available. It's all part of the package that we think is a very important part of our role here on the coast.
Absolutely. Thank you. So please make that call. It'll just take a second for you to get your information in. And if you're already a member, it's even less, because we don't even have to collect your address and your phone number and your email, because we already have all that. But it doesn't happen if you don't give a call. 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. Or if you want to, you can go to coastradio.org. And there's a link there. It says donate now. You can do it there. All right. I am back with Master Gardeners Jane Donnelly and Stacy Hall. And let's talk about the Master Gardener class.
Well, I'm really excited for the new class that's starting. It begins January 8th. And this year, it's going to be in Astoria.
That's awesome. Where? At the college?
At the college.
Okay.
In Towler Hall.
Okay.
And I enjoyed the classes last year. I'm looking forward to sitting in some this year.
Me too. I think I went to four classes last year, and they were high quality college level fab, not over my head, mm-hmm. But taught at a very high level. I learned a ton. I took lots of notes and things that matter.
Yeah, yeah. And every year you learn something new. You pull in some that little piece of knowledge that was missing from the last time. Mm-hmm. You pull it in and you go, that's what's going on.
Right. That's why my hazelnut won't give me fruit.
Yeah.
I only have one. There's not another one, obviously, in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
I brought one from my old house. One isn't enough. Yeah. I didn't know that. Now, I still haven't planted the second one, but I know that's what I need.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's in Astoria, and the class starts in
January 8th.
Okay, so it starts when all the class of community college classes start, and it runs until March.
Yep, March 19th.
And what day of the week is it?
It's Wednesday.
And it's all day?
It is. It's from 8 to 4.
Okay, so that means that if you work... You have to figure out how to, if you want to be in the class, you have to figure out how to not work on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or maybe you work a night shift. I mean, it depends what your work is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a challenge because when I took the class, both times I took the class, it was at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the night classes didn't cover as much.
Well, no, they were much shorter.
Much
you
shorter.
Have all day. Yeah. You have these 2-3 hour sections. You really dig into the material.
Right.
It's very thorough. And the teachers are experienced lecturers and knowledgeable in their field.
Absolutely. Oh, and just, they're just, and they're totally passionate about their subjects, which when they open up, it's not, oh, yeah, here's an apple. It's, this is the best apple, and for this area, they're very specific. They know this area. It's a wonderful experience.
It really is. Okay, and so what does it take to take this class?
You need to contact our extension office and get registered for it.
Okay, so you can call, and I'll give the number, 503-325-8573. Mm-hmm. And Tammy is probably the person who will answer the phone, and she'll help you get registered.
And we have a new program assistant for this program. His name is Scott Thompson. So you can either ask for Tammy Olds or Scott Thompson.
Okay.
And they can help you and get you registered.
Okay. And then you just show up for class?
Well, you do. It does cost a small fee, $75.
Okay.
Yep. Costs a small fee. However, that includes not only all of these great classes, 3 months of great classes, but also a fabulous book that all Master Gardeners carry around, refer to for our own problems and other people's problems. I love my book.
Mm-hmm. and it gets updated and changed, and everybody works on it. It's a great book.
Right. It's like the gardener's Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It has everything. And what's great is it's indexed. So you could say, well, I have a compost question. There's a chapter on compost. I have a question about landscape design. There's a section.
Yeah.
Or whether it, you know.
Lawns.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not interested in taking the class for credit, it's $75. But if you'd like to get college credit, you can sign up through the college.
Ah.
And that is the same as any college credit course, so it's close to $350 for the class.
So
do get your credits.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So if you need credits, you can have that. Mm-hmm. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. I just came in with some very good news. I wanted to thank Donna from Astoria for her donation to our pledge drive. Thank you so much. We so appreciate it.
Oh, Donna, you're wonderful. Thank
you. So people are calling, and we need to hear from you if we haven't yet. Because this day is really all about community preparedness and community participation.
Chances are, and I've only seen the phone ring once, chances are you haven't called. So this is the time to do it. 503-325-0010, 800-518-0010. And I bet if you don't have $100 today, you could pledge it today and pay it when you can.
Yeah, and you can also, we've had people call up and just pledge some money, you know, if they don't particularly want a gift, but they just want to contribute at any level. We've had some people do that. So whatever is comfortable for you, the important thing is that it's fundraising, because we're a nonprofit and that's what we do. But it's fundraising for a particular thing, for this emergency preparedness role that is so vital right here on the coast. We are the most tsunami-prone part of the whole U.S., right here.
All right. You know? So in an extreme situation, you cannot survive for more than 3 minutes without air, 3 hours without shelter, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food.
That's the rule of threes.
The rule of threes. And so we need to think about, what do we have that we can use in case something weird happens? I mean, if the power goes out for a couple of days, you may not be able to cook.
Yeah. So what do you do?
Right. If your water line breaks or the gas goes out, you know, what do you do? It doesn't have to be the 9 earthquake that put you under.
Right.
It could be something much less. House fire. Mm-hmm. You no longer have a place to live.
So thinking, you know, just thinking, and it's the kind of thing that we kind of want to put our hands over our ears and go la 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 la, because right. You know, who wants to think about, you know, the world as we know it sort of ending,
right?
But you know, the preparedness part, you know, you could get like one of our go packs, mm-hmm. add some more things into it that really right. are relevant to you,
right.
put it in your car, put it aside and forget about it, and then if you ever, God forbid, feel the ground shake, you can say, oh yeah, you know, I did that a year ago and now I've got it and I can just grab it and run.
That's it.
You know, with my puppy under my arm, as we just talked about pet preparedness, mm-hmm. and be as ready as you can be. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's what we're trying to do here today, be as ready as we can be as a radio station. I mean, certainly, if there was a 9.0 earthquake, it would be dicey whether anybody could do anything, at least right afterwards. But,
right. but
we are doing
could,
everything
could
we can.
You could grab your bag if
yes.
it's not crushed.
Right.
I mean, if, right? You could grab your bag and run to high ground, and then you'd at least be able to... Pat Corcoran says that when this happens, it will not be a day like this. It will be raining. It will be cool.
Of course.
Cold. You know, in the low 50s, maybe 40s, we're not going to be comfortable. So we're going to need a space blanket. We're going to need a water filter and some purifiers. 503-325-0010. 800-518-0010.